Dealing with anger or unexpected rage. Welcome to Talks with Keisha. In today's episode, I wanted to just uncover what exactly is occurring when we don't deal with unhealed trauma and how it builds into an anger or a rage. Now, anytime we have some form of trauma, something that's happened in our childhood, adult life, and it goes by not worked on, just tucked over to the side, it eventually builds up to the point that we're no longer in touch with our actual emotion, but it just goes straight on into full-on anger or rage. And when this occurs, sometimes it may be very difficult. You may feel like the Incredible Hulk, where something's like busting out of you and you have absolutely no control of what is happening. It's even more, you know, difficult when you know if you've tried therapy or tried, you know, trauma release things and you're still battling with this untapped anger. Now, what I've found as to why this is happening, it actually goes into various things. It could be that energetically, even though you dealt with it consciously, the unconscious realm has still been unhealed. So whatever is happening to you emotionally, where it's building into an anger, then that is a signal that something is still sitting with you on a subconscious level, or deeper on an energetic level, deep inside of your body, in your auric field, in your energetic body, you are carrying something unresolved. Now, to heal this requires actually dealing with the actual emotion. Now, in the way most people know how to do it now, it recalls or depends on you actually revisiting the actual trauma, reliving the actual memory, going back through it. And what that does actually is bring it back full throttle. So now you're back into the emotions, back into all the pain, and now back into the fear-based thinking. Once you're in this fear-based thinking, now these type of thoughts are running rampant in all areas of your life. So, for example, if you're having a hard time getting the next promotion or having clarity on what it is you should do next or the best way to solve a problem at your job, in your home life, feeling peace, happiness, love, whatever it is, a lot of these challenges is because we've brought all of the trauma from regurgitating it over and over again back to the forefront. So now the amygdala is running higher than ever. It's completely blocked the prefrontal cortex, which is going to offer you solutions. So now you're constantly manifesting the same thing that you don't want. You're getting more of... You're getting caught into a loop. You're getting more of the cycle of trauma. You're getting more negative people, people that are doing the same things, repeat behavior, speaking to you a certain way, dealing with you a certain way, attacking you for absolutely no reason, talking about you behind your back. And now you're continuously in this loop, this cycle where you're feeling that no one loves you, or your back is always up against the wall. You're constantly having to run on E, trying to get ahead and never really getting anywhere, because now this trauma that hasn't really been resolved on a subconscious level is continuously running a loop inside of your subconscious mind, running it as your belief system and creating more experiences that are resembling the same thing you're trying to get rid of and heal from. Okay. Now, when you're working through the process, it's important that you're feeling in alignment or feeling into that frequency, so that way you can be able to move out of it, deal with it, heal it properly, so that way you can be able to move out of it. Now, when you're in the state of feeling angered and you're feeling like you're going to blow up, the best thing to do is to start to breathe, okay? By breathing, slowing things down, turning things off, allowing yourself to get focused, really focused on your breathing. Now you can be able to control the breath to regulate your heart rate, regulate and bring down your anxiety, allow your conscious awareness to be able to, come back into your body and reminding yourself that you're safe so that way you can be able to calm back down and bring your whole entire being back to a state of calm. Another factor that may be triggering you, that may be starting it, may be things from the unseen world. There are various parasites, entities that can attach to you, things in the spirit world that you cannot see. Now, it might sound far off, it might sound really woo-woo, may lose some of you, may not want to hear it, but if you think about it and think of the statement as above, so below. Okay. And you think of when you buy disinfectant, it's to wipe off all the microscopic animals, things that you can't see. The only way you can see it is if you opened up a microscope and you looked in it, and then you can see all these things crawling and moving around, you'll see the parasites, you'll see all the stuff. Just you may gross you out and you may never want to eat things again if you really knew all the stuff that's crawling around on the things that you're sitting on right now, or the phone that you're holding. Think about how many times you go to like the bathroom, the restroom, and all the microscopic stuff that's sitting all over everything, and the times that people don't wipe it, wash their hands, and now they're touching the doors, and they're touching this, and now you're touching it, and now it's on your hand, and now you have all these. Anyway, now that I've grossed this all out, let's go back to what we're really trying to say. The same thing that I was trying to say is the same way there's like parasites there are things outside of what our physical eyes as human beings can see, which is why and think about it like this: we're just a human being. Look at a hawk. A hawk's vision is way different than a human's vision. They can see way further, extremely sharp. They can be like whatever feet in the air and see, feet down into the lake or the pond and scoop right in and catch a fish, So the ability for us to see certain things past a certain point is just really based on how we're actually designed. It doesn't mean that something's wrong, is woo-woo, is crazy, is scary. There's a spiritual warfare. There's things that can actually impact us externally, and you have no idea that this is going on unless you are that in tune with your body. Okay. And the more you're in a negative frequency where you're allowing self-doubt to really run rampant, you're allowing negative thoughts about yourself to hit, you're feeling in despair, there's levels of depression, you're feeling extremely withdrawn. Anytime you're in these spaces, it's easier for these negative things to really get attached to you. And when you're even lower, it's even easier for you to like open up and see it and be more scared of it. The thing is, when there's something always around, but when you are higher, in frequency, you'll feel good vibrations. You don't know what it is. People may think you're lucky because things are just happening for you all the time. And you may even know somebody where things are just happening for them easily all the time. And you're like, wow, how come they're so lucky? It's most likely that they're communing, they're praying, they're being still, they're listening to their gut when something's telling them to do something, and they get excited and they just do it. And now all these things are just happening so easily. There's a spiritual team around them, just as there's one around you. And regardless of where you are, whether you're in a high space right now or low space right now, it's just about tuning into the frequency of where you want to be. Now, when you're dealing with the anger, if you're doing the breath work and you're doing the things and you're still finding that this thing is still sitting inside of you, I'm sharing what I've shared in regards to the unseen world so that you're aware that there might be something else there. The third factor could be that the DNA or epigenetics of our DNA holds up to 6 generations of trauma. So there may be things that you've carried in from your parents or their parents, as they call it, generational. And now you're just like predisposed to being, to responding a certain way because this anger has been carried down from generation after generation. Now that you know that there's various reasons why you could have this outside of 1, your experiences, 2, the unseen world, 3, the generational or karmic energy, now it's knowing what to do about it and knowing that it can be cleared. You can cut ties from this. You can do things to remove this from your system, and whether it's cutting cords, doing meditation, doing breath work, and allowing yourself to completely, fully release. Maybe doing also Qigong. Our kidneys tend to store the anger. So doing some Qigong or Tai Chi, yoga, these are all positive things where you're actually tapping into the body and you're allowing yourself to really connect into that and clear any of that trapped or stuck emotion that's within your body. Another thing is also tapping, doing the tapping, and the EFT tapping. And these are all things that you can look up on ways to do it. I also facilitate healing sessions where I see in all of those areas and am able to clear that for you so that way you can live freer, happier, and releasing the anger permanently so that way you can have a happier life and release yourself from these reactions or from these emotional things that the anger, releasing yourself from the anger. Okay. So I hope this helps. And in regard to connecting with your energy and understanding how the anger is brought into your body, and the ways that you can do things to be able to release yourself from this emotional bondage, okay? So that way you can start to live more in alignment and moving closer into your soul. When you are out of that, you'll feel more love. You'll feel more peace. And that is so freeing from the trapped past that you've held. And the outcome of all of this also is that you'll notice that other areas of your life will shift in a very positive way. You'll start to live in a space where you feel clearer, you're less jumpy or anxious with a person. It'll be easier for you to know where the next step that you want with your job. And allowing yourself to truly move in a way where you're opening, your doors are opening for you, and you're moving in alignment in a positive direction, feeling more peace, more love, more clarity. All right. So this is Keisha, and I look forward. If you like this episode, please be sure to subscribe, and look forward to our next episode. Enjoyed this content? Interested in learning how to have more peace in your life? Ready to transform into the love and having stronger relationships? Then great! Go to my website at www.keishamartin.com. There you will find the offer to book a session with me on one-to-one and taking the first step to learn to align your energy. You will learn the key tips on balancing, getting rid of any trauma or experiences that have been holding you back, whether it's karmic or generational, and learn super powerful techniques to keep your energy balanced and aligned. They are powerful with giving you clarity, rebuilding, and reconnecting relationships and shifting your energy so you are now attracting the opportunities and people into your life. Go there now to book your session.